عليه وسلم said, the example of a mu'min, a believer who reads the Quran is like that of a citron, which has a pleasant smell and a sweet taste. The example of a mu'min who does not read the Quran is like that of a date, which has no smell, though its taste is sweet. The munafiq, the hypocrite who does not read the Quran, is like a wild gourd which has a bitter taste and no smell. And the munafiq who reads the Quran is like a rihan, sweet smelling flower, which is fragrant but has a bitter taste. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of a mu'min who reads the Quran is like that of a citron, which has a pleasant smell and a sweet taste. The example of a mu'min who does not read the Quran is like that of a date, which has no smell, though its taste is sweet. The munafiq who does not read the Quran is like a wild gourd, which has a bitter taste and no smell. And the munafiq who reads the Quran is like a rihan, a sweet-smelling flower, which is fragrant but has a bitter taste. In this hadith, an abstract quality of reading the Quran Sharif has been compared to concrete objects in order to illustrate the difference between reading and not reading the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, it is obvious that material objects of this world, like citrons and dates, cannot match the sweetness and perfume of the Quran Sharif. There are, however, special points in this similitude which pertain to the deep knowledge of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and testify to the vast understanding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Consider, for example, the citron, which gives flavor to the mouth, cleans the stomach, and stimulates digestion. These are the qualities specially associated with the reading of the Quran Sharif, since fragrance in the mouth, internal purity, and spiritual strength results from reading the Quran Sharif. It is also said that if there is citron in the house, no jinn can enter it. If it is true, then such is the speciality of the Quran Sharif. Some physicians say that the citron strengthens the memory, and it is reported in Ihya by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that three things, that is cleaning the teeth with the miswak, fasting, and reading the Quran Sharif strengthen the memory. In the book of Abu Dawud, it is mentioned at the conclusion of the hadith given above that a good companion is like a person having musk. Even if you do not get musk, you will at least enjoy its fragrance. An evil companion is like a person with a furnace, near whom, even if you do not get blackened, you certainly cannot avoid the smoke. It is therefore important that one should be very careful in choosing his companions with whom he has to mix generally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Adab al-Mu'asharat, social etiquettes. It is haram for men to wear a gold ring. Only a silver ring weighing 4.374 grams or less may be worn. It is prohibited to wear tinkling jewelry like small bells, etc. Keep a few pairs of shoes. There is expedience in this. First wear the right shoe, then the left. When removing the shoes, commence with the left. When removing the shoes, commence with the left, then the right. If one has to utilize his hands to wear shoes, example the shoe is tight, or one has to tie his shoelace, then one should not stand and wear his shoes. Wherever there is a fear that one's shoes may be stolen, then one should keep his shoes with him. The following are demands of a sound disposition: circumcision, removing hair below the navel, trimming the moustache, cutting the nails, and removing hair under the armpits. The following are demands of a sound disposition: circumcision, removing hair below the navel, trimming the moustache, cutting the nails, and removing hair under the armpits. There is no permission to delay cutting the nails and removing this hair for more than 40 days. It is mustahab to apply mainly to one's white hair, but one should abstain from using black dye.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We should always refresh our niyats, and our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair has explained that the niyat we should make as a salik in order to reach Allah Ta'ala, and we should make this dua also. Ya Allah, darja awliyai siddiqeen ka intiha tak poncha. Let us reach to the very end of the level of the awliyai siddiqeen. This is the highest level. The people whom Allah Ta'ala Himself says He has favored very greatly, من الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. These are the four groups of people that Allah has said that He has made very great and honorable. The Anbiya, they are no more in the world, and there is nobody who can become a Nabi. Siddiqeen are few, but the doors of Siddiqiyat are open till the day of Qiyamah. The doors of Nabuwat are closed. And Hazrat Jazahumullah Khair explained this into this detail, that just like if you're traveling by land from one country to another, you come to a place where you leave your one country, you do your immigration, etc. Then you leave this country, then the next country doesn't start immediately. There is a no man's land in between. A small stretch of land, no man's land. Then you come into the next country, you do your immigration, you do your customs, etc. So just like that, between Siddiqiyat and Nubuwat, there is a no peace land, no man's land in between. And the doors of Nubuwat are closed. Nobody can go to that side. Allah has closed that door. But right to the end of the great position of Siddiqiyat, any person can reach till today. Whether it's a male or whether it's a female, anyone can reach till there. So we should make that niyat. That is our objective. Awliyai Siddiqeen ka muntaha darja tak hame poncha dije. Aur hamare mukammal islah aur tazkiyah farma dije. Oh Allah, make our complete and perfect tazkiyah. Once tazkiyah is done, Allah chooses that person. So it's the Anbiya, then it's the Siddiqeen. Shuhada also, they have passed away. And then Salihin. A person can be an ordinary Muslim, and he can then rise to the level of Salihin. And from Salihin, he can go to the level of a Siddiq. And the Siddiqeen also, there are various stages and levels between them. We should make our niyat, and that is where we want to reach. And really, in Alhamdulillah, the teachings of our Shaykh, the teachings of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, if a person follows it, he will quite comfortably reach to that level. Allah will grant that level, and that must be our object. So we should not, in one beautiful poem, Hazrat say, Manzil ho ke bhi ye meri manzil nahi. That there are many stages in this path of suluk, but every stage is not my stage. I want the further stage. There are many stages that you pass. Like you want to go from here to Durban, you will pass Heidelberg, you will pass Villiers, you will pass Newcastle. All these towns will come on your way. But any of those, they are the stations for you to reach your direction. But that's not my station. So don't get off the train also. Don't stop over anywhere until you have reached your final destination. That is where we have to reach, and we must make that niyat. And Allah, this month of Ramadan, as we have tried to explain, Allah has put everything together for us, for a person in one Ramzan to become a wali, not only a wali, to the level of Siddiq, to that high level a person can reach. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. Refresh this niyat always. Think of it and think how Allah has put everything ready. And Allah has brought me here again. And then to take part in all the programs. That is very, very important also. One good friend of ours who was a diabetic, and his sugar levels went so high that he had to be hospitalized also. Now they were monitoring him properly in the hospital. But even there, his sugar levels were just going up. After they controlling his diet, his food very strictly, administering the medicine themselves, they are giving, maybe patient is not taking medicine, everything they drink, but still the sugar levels are going up. And it baffled them. All the theories were being thrown out, that according to the theories, when you don't eat sweet foods, etc., you are taking your medicine, your sugar levels not only must be stable, they must drop, they must come right to normal. But he is going opposite. Till the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. So when he's got the blanket on, he's busy eating chocolates. All the medicine also he's taking, everything. Eh? So just like that, we might laugh, but that must not be our condition. We got a complaint that some of our satis after Fajr they sleep, they don't get up for Fajr after Sehri. They sleep after Sehri and don't get up and don't make Fajr. If here in the Khanqa we don't make our Isla and we're not making our Fajr here, then how is our Isla going to take place? And if our Namaz is not in order, we can be talking of the high levels of Awliya Siddiqeen and all that, but if our Namazes are not in order, where are we going to reach? Nowhere whatsoever. So we will be bluffing ourselves completely. So that should not be the case. In Lanesia, Nurul Islam Masjid, Hafiz Nur there is there, is a responsible person. They also used to make little tents that we have got for everyone. We would like to give everyone his little privacy and his own little tent. So in the last Ashara, the last 10 days of Ramadan, he just went for a spot check and he found that there were people who were watching porn in Ramzan, in the masjid, and they came of their own free will at the time. And they are watching porn here. So how can your Islam be made like this? So this is what I'm trying to repeat always, be sincere to yourself. To put on a show that I'm here in the Khanqa and I'm wearing all Khanqa topi also, I'm very pious. We can't bluff anyone. Allah knows exactly everything. And these things, we harm ourselves terribly by doing these things. So therefore, like for Namaz is the most, in fact, make this also our niyyah, especially those who have come for 40 days, though quite a few days have passed, but that not one Namaz of mine must be made not with Takbir-e-Ula. And try your best Saf-e-Ula, Takbir-e-Ula to make our Namazes. We shouldn't be missing our first Takbir when we have freed ourselves. And Allah has freed us. We have got no other responsibility now. We have come here to free ourselves completely. We shouldn't miss Takbir-e-Ula also. If we have got some other responsibility, sometimes you get caught up in something, but here we are completely free. So make this niyat also. And a person who makes 40 days namaz with Takbir-e-Ula, he gets two guarantees. Bara'atu minan nifaq, that he won't be a munafiq. Wa bara'atu minan nar, and he will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. And what better occasion? So therefore, please, and we are supposed to be responsible. We're not like madrasa students, young boys, we have to take roll call for them, etc. Here we have come of our own choice, and we want to make our Islam. So Islam does not get made like that. So therefore, we should be very particular about this, and especially our namazes. Then the other thing which we usually also stress very much, all the programs that we have, all those programs are my programs. Where some people feel, well, Maulana is not here, Hazrat is not here, so we don't have to attend. No, every program is my program. And we should attend every program. Many of us, we don't attend after Fajr, some go and sleep. And then some after the 11 o'clock program we don't attend. And Anwarus Salah is so important. If we're not attending the, and remember also, 1 year's course is not enough. If we repeat it, don't feel that now, well, I've done it 1 year, I don't need it anymore. No, be present here, it's extremely important. All the programs after Zohar, the after Asr one, the after Isha one, many brothers also after Isha also just go away to their tents, they don't sit for the program, and every, just like you have a jigsaw puzzle, and till every little thing doesn't fit in its place, the whole thing is not complete. Everything has to be there. So every program has got a different purpose and object. Therefore it is very necessary. For example, the zikr programs and zikr that we do regularly, where there are millions of benefits, as we read from the kitab before we start our zikr, what great benefits and how important zikr is. But one of the great things, it is like when you work on your computer and you work for 4 or 5 hours on something, your document, whatever you did, and now you are going, you're stopping, you're ending, so you go exiting, it's asked save or delete. So you press save. So this is zikr, it saves everything. And if we don't not sit for our zikr, all the other things, the bayans and everything, it just gets deleted. It doesn't get saved within a person. So by the zikr, all our the nur of our a'mal that we are doing, by making of zikr, it gets saved. We listen to a bayan, by making zikr, it gets saved. And at the same time also, zikr is that ibadat, like it is sunnah, that before a bayan, a person reads the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Which is common, we read the khutbah amma ba'd. فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. In before times and not very long ago, ulama shouldn't just read one short ayat. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Sahib Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, he is bayan, he should read the whole of Yasin Sharif. So long he should read, which is roughly a quarter supara. So much he should read. And then make zikr for 30 to 45 minutes. The whole majma should make zikr. And Maulana's recitation of Quran was also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And especially his Yasin, he should recite what they say, Dilope Zalzala Atata. There should be an earthquake on the heart, the way he should read. One time, there were one place where the Shias were making inroads to the, in the Muslims, they were doing all their dirty work. So they called Maulana to come there. Just by reading Surah Yasin, those people made Tawbah of their Shiism. Allah had given him a special gift, Quran Sharif, how he read, and especially Surah Yasin, how he read it. And the subject matter of Surah Yasin is also such. Therefore, we should be regular with our Surah Yasin on a daily basis. So, anyway, so this zikr, before the bayan starts, where in Bangladesh, at one jalsa we were, our students who are here, Maulana Huzaifa and them, his father is there now, Maulana Ruhul Amin, Koha Danka, we were present, and for 30 minutes zikr was taking place before the bayan. And how beautiful that zikr, not screaming, not shouting, and about a crowd of easily 100,000 people, all of them busy in the zikr. And just with that murmur, that soft little, how beautiful it was. So the zikr, it softens the heart. It softens the heart. Like if you want to do your farming, you want to plant something, you can't just throw your seeds on the hard ground. You have to first plow the ground, soften the ground. And after you soften it, you put your seeds in there. And then you water it after that. Then you get your crop. So the same thing, your bayan, if you give bayan without softening the hearts first, and Quran Sharif and Zikrullah, this softens the heart. As in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَّحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ أَفَمَنْ شَرَّحَ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّي فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. People whose hearts are hard because they are not making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Ulaika fi dhalalin mubin. These people are in open misguidance. And then to soften the heart, Allah is the next ayah. Allah nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Kitaban mutashabihan mathani. Taqsha'irru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum. The skins tremble or by the Quran Sharif. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Then by Quran Sharif, the skins and the hearts become soft and they turn to the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then you make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala and then now you give bayan. Then see the effect it will have on the people. So therefore the dhikr that we have it morning and evening, 100 times, 50 times, and this is very, very important also. And a person should make his zikr properly. And that whole environment of the zikr. Now everyone is there making zikr. And there are some who are powerful, some who are weak. And this is also a great benefit of the gathering. Sometimes we also, shaitan will put, go and do your tilawat. You will sit one side. But when you are in the majma together, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given this example which our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatum explained to us on several occasions, that if you have in those days lanterns, nowadays our lights, now you have a bulb of 15 watts and one bulb of 100 watts, another one of 200, 1000. So the ones of higher watts are brighter, more stronger. So if you light them all, some are 15 watts, some are 0 watt also. But it gives a little bit light. So you put all of them together, then that light comes into the atmosphere. Once the light has come in the atmosphere, now you can't say this is the light of the watt, of the globe of 2000 watts, or of the one of 15 watts. Now you can't differentiate, they all became one. And the whole light now, though that one globe or two globes, 10 globes may be 2000 watts, but that light now will be more than 2000. Even that 15 watt is adding to it. Even the 100th watt is adding to it. All are adding and you get a break. So when we sit together and make ibadah, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, in this bayan we are sitting, everyone according to his nur, it is filling this whole atmosphere. And then everyone benefits. The one who is the weakest, how much doesn't he benefit? The one who is the strongest, he also benefits. Even if his power is, for example, 2000, 5000 watts. That with all put together, it has come now to about 25,000. So he is getting the benefit of that light of 25,000. So individual ibadat, when there is ijtimai amal carrying on, make sure we are here for the ijtimai amal. And just to be sitting here and to be present, we will be benefiting from this. And it creates this whole environment. And this is what we must do in our homes also. I did mention this before also, that in our homes also, many of us have complained that the wife is not listening, or the wife say the husband is not on deen, is far away from deen, or the children, etc. Create the environment. And if nobody wants to support you on your own, you do this amal of deen. They will bring nur in that whole thing. Just like you put on the air con in summer and it cools the whole place. Whoever walks in that place will get the benefit of it. In winter, you put on the heater. And whoever walks in there, they're going to get the benefit. So you just put it on. You make that ibadah, create that environment, and everyone is going to benefit from that. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us this opportunity where we are here. And also, as I explained, by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one person had saw a dream that Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving out envelopes to all the people who were there in the masjid. When they related it to Hazrat, Hazrat said, this is all your achievement. This is the humbleness of Hazrat, that all of you have come, you have created an environment of ibadat, etc. When Eid night will come, all will be gone. Then there is no more that environment. It is you people who make that environment. So all of you are who are us here, and with how much sincerity, how much quality we are contributing, So much everyone else silently, everyone is benefiting from it. So therefore, to benefit fully, take part in all the programs and namazes, make the resolve that we're going to make every namaz with takbir-e-ula. We are here in the masjid, there are so many toilets, the facilities are there, everything, and the program is also not such that you don't get time for your personal things or you're not getting time to sleep, therefore you have to oversleep. There is enough time for everything, enough time for our own ibadat also, and the purpose while we are here is for our Islam. And that is also, the programs are made around that also, so that every one of us, whoever is making the program and whoever is listening, all of us, our Islam can take place. And by Allah's fizzle, the month of Ramadan, for the whole ummah, for the whole world, Allah has made it like that. And in these places, what we call khanqas, or if you want to call it Darul Islah, or Darul Tazkiyah, where your Islah takes place, where your Tazkiyah takes place. Just like we find on the, in towns, you'll find there is a workshop for motor cars, to repair motor cars for their maintenance. You'll find to repair fridges and washing machines, appliances there is there. You'll find that a place for your sewing machine, for the maintenance, repairs of it, all these things. But today in the world, for insan to repair insan, and the body of insan, there are enough clinics and enough hospitals and doctors. But the main thing, our aqaid, our akhlaq, our ibadat, that is the main thing. That is what makes an insan. Otherwise, Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, in the bright sun of Baghdad, 11, 12 o'clock, going with a lantern on the streets of Baghdad. Somebody said, Junaid, what's wrong with you? So bright sun, and you walking with a lantern. He said, I'm looking for an insan. He said, all these people, who are they? He said, I don't see any insan here. I see them all as animals. I'm looking for a human being. So a human being is not by his outside features, but a human being is what his inside qualities. If a person is dying, and a doctor says, put 200,000 down first, then we can talk. He's not a human being. Forget a doctor, he's not even a human being. That your fellow brother is dying. In a war zone, a person is being shot, he's bleeding, he's dying. And you're taking photographs, you're a journalist. And you're not worried of helping that person there. You're not even a human being. What journalist are you? The first thing is have feeling for that fellow human being. Today this is lost in us. And this is what we have to become, human beings. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, if you want to become a Sufi, you can go to some other khanqa. But if you want to become a human being, you come to my khanqa. Yeah, I will make you a human being. So these qualities that we have to get within us. And it's not sufficient to make lot of ibadat and lot of zikr, etc. That is good. But the inside qualities must be developed within us. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us and let us understand that. And so refresh our niyat also all the time and know where we have to reach. And Allah has made everything possible and easy for us here. So let us apply ourselves and may Allah bring this within us. With regard to that, one particular thing for roza, to make our rozas, our fast, to make them fast is, we keep roza of the eyes as well. And so that we don't have only the structure of roza, but we get the finishing also. And not only that we are selling and doing business cost to cost, but that we are making profits. And that is when a person enjoys and will see the benefit of everything. Just like a businessman, when he's making a good profit and he's looking after his money, then you see his financial status changing now. Now he's buying a better motor car, now he's buying a better house, now he's moving to the more elite areas. He's normally living in the lower areas, he's moving to the elite areas. So just like that, if we spend our Ramadan and we are making this profit, then a person will see he's moving now with the elite in the eyes of Allah. Allah is putting him in that company, he's staying there now. And everything of his will change accordingly. So that is the profit that we have to make. And then our condition changes. A person was habitual first, for example, to waste his time on the internet, on the TV, on the internet with sports, for example. Now, alhamdulillah, how many Saatis have said that we were so addicted to sports and commentary, but Allah took it completely away. Now we don't have any desire. How many are there, mashallah? So these are the things. First, we are wasting time with friends, going for weekends for fishing, and wasting our time. Perhaps namaz is also not in order. Or even if you did, now you are at home, you are making your namazes in the house of Allah, in the masjid. You are spending your time, making your time valuable. So these changes have to come into us. So this is for what? The profit that we make. So for that one, very important thing, and perhaps the most important, is the control of the eyes, which Allah Ta'ala Himself, He said, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. That is, most of your tazkiyah, full tazkiyah will take place if you learn to control your eyes. And as we mentioned, here there is no real control of the eyes during the month. Here we have to, like you go for an operation, then they blindfold you. And they tell you 5 days you have, your eyes will, you'll have to stay with the bandage over your eyes. After that you can open your eyes. So at the moment we are being blindfolded. And when we leave from here, and if our eyes were made properly, then we will look at the right things after that. We won't go back and see the filthy and the wrong things. And this will become by nature. As our iman increases, the zikr, for example, one, that it comes clearly in the hadith, that sakina descends on the people when they are making zikr. غَشِيَتُمْ الرَّحْمَةِ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Sakina comes. What is the sakina? The Quran Sharif says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Which level of iman they had, now another, more iman comes. Their level of iman is becoming stronger now. And as this becomes stronger, our level of iman, automatically a person وَكَرَّحَ إِلَيْهُمْ وَكَرَّحَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ. كُفَر, فِسْق, عِصْيَان, it will become مَكْرُوه, detestable, unlikable to you by nature. It's not that you'll have to stay away from it, you by nature you will dislike it. All this haram and all, even fisk and fujur, isyan, sin, all these things, the ways of the non-Muslims, their clothes, it won't be that you'll still relish to dress like them, and you'll wish, but now I'm not allowed to, so I'm staying away. There is great sawab for that, your mujahada. But now your nature will become like that. Their wrong food, their lifestyle, their food, etc., by nature you won't like it. And remember, the day you start enjoying plain, simple water, and if it's Zamzam, what to say? More than your cold drink, more than your juices, more than anything, remember, realize that iman is increasing in you. That you are now enjoying these natural things. Natural food you start enjoying. Remember that your iman is increasing in you. And you start disliking all these other things. So your gunas and your wrong lifestyle, by the building of iman, if we build it, and through ibadah, zikr, all this bayans which we are trying for ourselves, for all of us, that this, our level of iman, the zikr majlis, all the other things that we're having, all the programs, if it's coming within us, we will see when we go from here, then that we are blindfolded during the month here. When we go, our eyes, if they are made right, they will see right then. We won't see wrong, and we won't see what the wrong intention also. And if our tongue was made during this time, our tongue will speak correctly also. Every part, every limb of the body, and if a person is made like that, what more will we want? Once a person is made like that, Allah gives him the enjoyment of Jannat in this world. You won't have to have big bank balances or anything, but what enjoyment. Our Buzurg say that if the kings of the world had to know what the awliya, what treasure they have got in their hearts, they will come with all their armies and their forces to take it. But this treasure, nobody can take it. What is in the heart? Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi was a king, and a king of a huge country, Balkh. And he was a very, very wealthy man, a king, how, what luxury and comfort. And he was a pious man before also. He was amongst the Salihin. He was a pious person, righteous person. But he wanted to become a real friend of Allah. He wanted the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So, and he was making dua, making in his way his effort, etc. Then one day on his roof of his bedroom, he heard some sounds. So he shouted, "Who's there on the roof of the king's bedroom?" Right in the palace, and how the palace is guarded, everything, and right not in just any outside part of the palace, but the king's bedroom, noise on the roof. He asked, "What's happening there?" And so they said that I'm looking for my camel, I lost my camel. He said, "Madman, your camel is lost, it will be on the roof of the king's bedroom in the palace. If it can be anywhere else, how can it be here?" So he said, "If I am mad looking for the camel on the roof of the palace or of the bedroom in the palace, how mad aren't you looking for Allah in the comforts of your house?" Allah is not found like that. Then when he went out to look for Allah Ta'ala, and so to say, he was saying, "Sunle mere naale, sunle mere naale, eh mere Allah, eh mere Allah, listen to my plea, listen to my cry, listen what I've got to say from the bottom of my heart, oh my Allah. Mujhe apna le, make me yours, oh Allah. I want to be yours. Kun lana waj'alna laka, oh Allah, be ours and make us yours, oh Allah." This was his dua. Allah accepted his dua. He became like that. Then there in the jungle, our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explains in detail that there was a person who was there from before, another great wali also. And he was a poor person. And he had one sickle to cut grass and a string to fasten the grass. He used to cut grass, fasten it, go and sell it, and get enough money to buy two rotis. Enough just to fill his stomach. He should have that, drink some water, and he should pass his day making ibadah. So he made dua to Allah, "Ya Allah, if you relieve me of this, that I don't have to work for my two rotis, and you give me my food, then all my time, 24 hours, I will engage in your ibadah. And that is what I want to do." Allah accepted his dua. Little chutney, and rotis, two rotis used to come from Jannat for him every day. He should eat that, make 24 hours ibadat. So he was there. Now when Ibrahim ibn Adham, Allah accepted him, biryani came from Jannat. So he complained to Allah, "I am here so many years and I am getting just chutney and roti. Just so simple food I am getting. And this man just has come today and he is getting biryani." So Allah says, "Do you know what he has sacrificed? He sacrificed his whole palace and his whole kingdom, his whole country. You sacrifice your sickle and your grass. He has made so much sacrifice. And if you are not happy with my decision, take your sickle and grass and go and cut grass again." So where Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim ibn Adham. Then one day he was sitting at the river bank and he was sewing his clothes. Now this is that we look at the outside, that he was a king, wearing royal robes every day, king's clothing, free of charge, he didn't have to pay for it, it's all there found, and every day perhaps new clothes he's wearing. And now, so he was busy sewing, and that also with a rusted needle. So while he was sewing, one of his ministers who was in his parliament was walking past and saw him. That minister, in his mind he thought, he didn't speak anything, in his mind, that what a stupid king. He had everything, getting new clothes every day. And if he wanted to, if something had to be mended, the royal tailor was there. He didn't have to sit and mend and fix up his clothes and sew his clothes himself. How stupid, what he sacrificed for what? Allah gave kashf to Ibrahim a.s. that this man, this is what he's thinking about you. So Ibrahim a.s. took his needle and threw it into the water. And then told the fish that bring my needle back. And this is narrated, it's not some comic strips or some fantasy. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. Now if you have to go into his story again, just a little bit who he was, how lot of our time will go, our subject is being left one side. So anyway, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, who was an ustadul ulama 500 ulama should walk behind him all the time to learn from him. Not students, ulama should walk behind him. They should carry his pots, his bedding, make his khidmat. And he was the grandson of the king of Kharaz, which was also a very big country, very wealthy as far as dunya also, high position. And ilm, taqwa, ma'akulat, manqulat, there was an alim of his level in his time. Such a great alim he was. So he narrates that 100,000 fish brought up golden needles and presented it to Ibrahim ibn Adham. So he said, I don't understand, I want my needle, that rusted needle of mine. One fish went down and brought his rusted needle. Then he turned to that minister and he told him that which kingdom is better. Was that kingdom better or is this kingdom better? And here you don't rule on the bodies of the people, you rule on the hearts of the people. Harun al-Rashid once was sitting in his palace, and with his wife Zubeda, they were sitting comfortably, and suddenly there was like a riots are taking place. Huge sound. So they looked out, what's happening? It was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak going with his students. And he sneezed. And when he said, Alhamdulillah, and the reply, Yarhamukallah. That was like riots are so loud. So she told her husband, you rule over the bodies of the people, he rules over the hearts of the people. And that is his position. So this is the treasure which Allah Ta'ala will give. That and you don't have to have all the dunya's things and be acting like a security over money. That I have to guard my money, protect my money. As you need, where you need, Allah will give you which you cannot imagine. Wherever you will go, Allah's fazl, may Allah accept and not destroy our amal. But how many places we have to go? Till today, I don't remember exchanging $1 also. And what treatment we get, Alhamdulillah, Allah gives you VIP treatment. And everything of the best, what and what is not offered. So we just become outwardly Allah's. See how Allah will make, how He will, what He will do. You won't have to worry about your currency, that how much you have to take currency, that they are going to check on your currency. You don't need anything. And everything is found for you. So this is what we have come here for, to try and develop that level of iman, those amal by which that environment is created. So amongst that, one was about the eyes, we said. So yeah, the test of it will come afterwards. Now we are just listening, the operation is taking place. We can't decide now that the operation is successful or not, whether I benefited from the operation. That we know even if you go to hospital. The doctor operated, he said, Alhamdulillah, everything went well, everything. But when you start living your life, then are you back to normal or you still got the same problems? That will be decided there. So after Ramadan, when we leave here, and while we are here, let us also check in one way that also one very great, valuable thing is, remember this, that agar basarat di, Allah basirat denge. If you will sacrifice the looking of the eyes, Allah will open the eyes of the heart. And when your eyes of the heart will open, you will see things which other people cannot see. And this is nothing difficult to understand. How many of us are sitting here, we have got glasses on. Now also if you take off your glasses, everything is blurred. You don't feel nice also. Even your understanding is interfered with. Your way of thinking, your temperament, because you're not thinking, you are groping, you don't know. Once you put your glasses, mashallah, you feel everything nice. So until our eyes of the heart are closed, we also like groping in the dark. We can't understand things properly. Just like if you take off these glasses and you can't see properly. Like that, as the cataract of the eyes, motia, and you can't see, the cataract of the eyes of the heart also. And unfortunately, most of us, our hearts, we have got that cataract. And this is why we have come here for that operation. To remove all, not only that here we are doing and what? MRI. What? MRI. Where not only you are being tested, you are being treated for every disease also. And if we get the proper treatment and we Also it is necessary when the operation is done that we are responding also accordingly. The patient, the medicine is having the correct effect on him, he is responding, then he gets his full treatment. So therefore everything that treatment is being given, if we take it, it is up to us whether we are taking it. If we take it, then inshallah, see that when we close the eyes of the head, that is, doesn't mean that we become blind. In fact, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayh lost his eyesight in the latter part of his life. People were to encourage him, go and take treatment, operation for your eyes. So he says, what we always desire must be closed. It's closing itself. Now why must we go and make effort to open it again? So those eyes, when we so to say close them, that is close to, we close it to haram. That what Allah doesn't want us to look at, Allah will open the eyes of the heart. And that will happen from now already. While we are here, now when we are lying down, see if our thoughts are changing. They are going more towards Allah Ta'ala, more towards the qabr. When I usually have to go for my dental treatment by Dr. Farooq, but the thought always that comes to me, he's there working on me with his assistant. And the thought comes to me, I'm in the qabr, and the two farishtas are busy. And I just make this dua, Ya Allah, in the qabr save me from all this. Because when they do your teeth, everything, there is some pain, injections, etc. So Allah save me from the qabr. But really, visualize everywhere. When we are sleeping, I'm sleeping alone in the qabr now. Though we in the masjid, so it's only that flimsy cloth between me and my sati next door. But think that I'm in the qabr, and now I'm there for the malaika coming in. Malakul maut is munkar nakira coming, and they're putting me up and they're questioning me, etc. So have this all the times. Let the eyes of the heart open. When the eyes of the heart open, then this dunya's things will go away. Now we won't be looking at my beautiful house and I must buy this car and my garden and my, I must get this and I must go for that holiday and I must go for this. That things won't appeal to you. Now more will appeal to you to kahi koi aisi jagah ko. The Hazrat says that some place where you're sitting alone, tanha baithe huye, dil nashi kiye huye, yaad yaar. That we are sitting alone and we're just thinking of our beloved all the time. This will become enjoyable to you now. Not all the shopping malls, and when your heart goes off all these things, the city life, the busy life, the light and the glitter and dazzle of this world, and now you prefer to be alone, to be with Allah Ta'ala. You enjoy your tilawat, you enjoy your zikr, and you may now realize that your iman is increasing, the eyes of your heart is opening. And also, while we're passing there, one important way, one great way to open the eyes of the heart. When we make salam in our namaz, this is also a thing that we are almost, perhaps all of us, we are negligent of this. When we make salam, then kiram and katibin are here, nasi qat'i, there is no doubt they are sitting on the shoulders. And look at them. And when your eyes of the heart is open, you'll see them. In other words, that yaqeen, full yaqeen you will have that they are here. And make your niyat that you are making salam to them. We don't make that niyat. When we make salam, there is no niyat whatsoever. So we should make this niyat as for every namaz, our own or behind the imam, jamaat namaz, that kiram and katibin. And then if it is jamaat namaz, make niyat of all the people on the right and the jinnat on the right also. There are jinnat, and don't be frightened for jinnat. Jinnat are frightened for you. You don't have to be frightened for jinnat. Jinnat are very frightened for humans. Just like if you have to walk in a jungle and there are snakes also, even lions, even tigers, they will make way, they go away. They don't want to come in your path. They go away from you. Jinnat also, wherever man go, they don't come in their way. They go away. You don't have to be, but when you act frightened, they take advantage of you. That is when they have the better of you. And al-mu'minul qawi khayru min al-mu'minil da'if. If you are strong with your iman, you don't have to worry about jadu, you don't have to worry about jinnat or about anything. They won't have any effect on you. If you got Allah with you, what can anything else to do? Nothing whatsoever. So make niyat of the mayor of the musallis, which we can see, and the jinnat, both sides, and the imam on which side he is. And if you're directly behind the imam, both sides make niyat of the imam. But to make niyat of the farishtas, kiram and katibin, and by doing that, two great benefits we will get. Now that is, the eyes of the heart will open, and they will see two great things. One is the system of the world which is carrying on, which we know, which is a cause and effect. We eat, stomach gets full. We didn't eat, we are hungry. We need food, etc. You sit in your car, you start it, you go on the road this way, that way, whatever way, you reach your direction. These things happen for everyone, for a Muslim, non-Muslim, for all this whole world's things. All this, you go and work, you earn money, you get your money, you buy your groceries, you pay your rentals, your water lights, you see to all your needs, etc. All these things which are carrying on. Above this, there is another system which we cannot see. And when the eyes of the heart open, then you see that system. And that is Allah's unseen system, which supersedes this system. This system, it can't do anything. And that system overrides this system. The minute you click onto that system, it overrides this system. And when you click onto that system, you can go to Hajj without a passport, without a ticket, with that system there. Because that system is superior to this system. And when that system, if you haven't got that system, you can have your passport and your ticket and everything, still you won't reach for Hajj. The famous little story, which great lessons in it, person was going to buy a horse, and on his way, he met his friend asked him, where are you going? Going to buy a horse. Say inshallah also. Why? I don't need inshallah. There is enough money in my pocket. There are so many horses in the town. I'll choose the one I want. The minute we have agreed which horse, the price, I'll take out my money, I'll pay. For what do I need inshallah? His yaqeen on this world of cause and effect. He went, he chose the horse, everything. They made the price. Now time to pray. Pay. He put his hand in his pocket. Money is gone. Pickpockets had cut his pocket, stole his money. Now he's coming back without the horse. He met that friend again. What happened? He said, inshallah, I was going. Inshallah, the horses were there. Inshallah, the money was in my pocket. Inshallah, I was going to fix the price. Inshallah, I was going to choose the horse. Now, so realize that system. You can have everything in this world. If that system is against us, Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Araftu Rabbi bifaskhil azai. I made my intention, and all of us, how not we plan. But his planning is above that. What he has planned, only that will take place. No matter what we plan, our planning is just, we have to do it also. But we have to do it, and it's sunnah, this planning. And it is haram to try to depend on this planning. You got your passport, you got your visa, everything. And you have checked online already, everything, plane also. But still, don't trust anything. Still, inshallah, if I reach the airport. Inshallah, if I reach Jeddah. All the time, because man, so when the eyes of the heart are open, that system will come in front of us. And that person's yaqeen will be more on Allah than on his asbab. That I got my passport in my hand, I got my ticket, I've arranged my transport to get to the airport. More than he'll trust on all this, his trust will be on Allah Ta'ala. And the other thing is, when the eyes of the heart will open, and we'll start seeing these things from now already. Inshallah should be coming on our tongue. Every second word should be inshallah. It should, mashallah, alhamdulillah. This is a Muslim's language. And the other thing is, the life of the qabr will start coming in front of us. So when you are lying down on your bed, you will think of your qabr. And you will think that, Ya Allah, my whole life and this whole day today, who let it pass with afiyat, with salamati? No, but otherwise, what and what could not have happened? And in fact, to how many people, what hasn't happened? What is not happening? At this moment, who is not going through a heart attack? Who is not going through a motor car accident? Who is not going through a divorce? Who is not going through what and what? Allah, you kept us safe. So, this, when the eyes of the heart will be open, you'll see all this. And you will realize that I also could be one of those people. What could have happened to me? And not just two, three things I mentioned. Millions of things can happen to a person. And small little things that can trouble you and that puts you right out of line. Just small little things, whether it's in your personal body, a pain somewhere, and that it's troubling you all the time. Or whether it is in your house, you've got a problem. Anywhere you've got a problem. This afiyat and salamat, and that is one of the greatest du'as. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the greatest du'a is du'a of afiyat. And this du'a we must make it daily. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deeni wal-dunya wal-akhirah. And look at the explanation our Shaykh has given for this du'a also. It is a very great and beautiful explanation. One is in this afiyya and mu'afa. That not you trouble somebody and nobody must trouble you. You might be just walking, traveling on the road, and from the overhead bridge a car falls onto your car. You did nothing wrong. You are within your speed limit also. You are within your proper lane also. Everything but a car from on top. Or the truck jackknifes right in front of you. And before you can do anything, you have hit the jackknife, hit the truck at 100 kilometers per hour, 160 kilometers per hour, your car will become a ball of fire. Immediately the whole car will blow up in fire. So all this, we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. You did nothing wrong, anything. You are driving, suddenly a boy just runs across the road. And you had absolutely no chance but to knock him dead. And there that whole community come and they want to kill you. It just happens all the time. So all this year we have to ask them. So when the eyes of the heart will be open, then a person will see all this and see how his life. Then you won't be worried. This glitter, glamour of this dunya and this woman with all their features and all their figures and all that won't appeal to you at all when you see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And when you see the qudrat of Allah, the beauty of Allah, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, "E shakar khushtar ya aake shakar saazat." Is the sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? All the sugar of the world and all sweet things. Without sugar, without sweetness, what will life be? Our ice creams which we enjoy so much, our cold drinks, our milkshakes that we enjoy, our sweet foods, jalebi, all these things, how many sweet things that we enjoy, our juices, the cold drinks which people enjoy, all these things that we enjoy so much, if Allah takes out, and who made the sugar, and who put sweetness in the sugar? It's only Allah. If Allah wants to, Allah can withdraw the sweetness now from all the sugar, all the honey of the world. And in fact, Allah can put salty taste in there. Allah can make it better if Allah wishes to. So, and all the sugar of the world and all the sweetness of the world, Allahu Akbar, it's not a millionth of a billionth of a trillionth of the sweetness of Allah. And a person who gets Allah's sweetness, and that goes directly in the heart, doesn't come on the tongue, it's directly in the heart. And where the sweetness of iman, in the halawat al-iman, إِذَا دَخَلَ قَلْبًا لَمْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْهُ أَبَدًا. When the sweetness of iman enters the heart, it never goes out. Forever you, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْن. Every and yom year, the tafsir of yom Allama Alusi makes, أي في كل وقت من الأوقات وفي كل لحظة من اللحظات. Every split second Allah is in a different splendor. And if you are connected with Allah, you are in a different splendor. There is no boredom for you. The highest rates of suicides according to World Health Organization is in first world countries, the rich countries of the world. Why must they commit suicide? What are they short of? But the highest rates of suicides are amongst them. So if you have connected with Allah, there is no question of suicide. When you have found Allah, no question of depression, no question of boredom. Allah will keep you happy all the time, in a different joy, in a different splendor. Allah will keep you the minute. So the eyes of the heart when they open, and all this is when we sacrifice the eyes of the head. هو ذلك أسكى لكم. That will be your, what tazkiyah Allah will give you. You will, the filth and dirt of the street woman, this naked filthy woman, won't ever appeal to you. It won't be mujahada to keep your eyes away. At the moment, the beginning stages for a salik is, he makes mujahada. But as he works not only on the eyes, but on a complete, today everywhere they say don't have a partial, look at the problem partially. It must be a holistic. Look at the problem from the whole, for every aspect of it, look at it. So if we make our islah also holistically, complete islah, where your iman also is increasing. You're making effort on your eyes also, on your ears, on your tongue also, and your iman also is increasing, and you are seeing Allah Ta'ala also, as though, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as though you are seeing Him. The things of this world, the things, they will just fall from your eyes. Like in autumn, you don't have to take a stick to hit the leaves of the tree. The leaves fall so much, picking them up, your head breaks. You have picked up today so many leaves, tomorrow again just so many. Just like that, all our bad desires, our haram desires, our gunas, the minute you make contact with Allah, these, they will just fall off. And they will, you won't have to get rid of them. You won't have to be tariq with them, you will become matruq with them. Guna will leave you. All these bad desires will leave you. And that is how easy it will become. Otherwise, really, if we go and see the awliya for the istiqamat, it's not so easy. But when you enjoy these things, one time I asked Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, Damat Barakatum, don't you get tired, so many hardly sleeps, bayan so much. He says, in your hobby, do you get tired in your hobby? In your hobby, you don't get tired. You enjoy your hobby. When this will become our hobby to please Allah. And when you see Allah, and you have seen Allah before you go to Jannat, there you will see Allah actually. But here you will, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ will be here. There كَأَنَّكَ will be taken away. And you will be تَرَاهُ. You will see Allah Ta'ala. But anyway, here in this world, a person who is blessed with this, what to say of that? So this is that effort that we have to make. We are here to develop that quality. And jisne basarat di, who gave the looking with his eyes, Allah usko basirat deta hai. Allah opens the eyes of his heart. And not only that, but many things which other people can't see, you will start seeing. What many people can't understand, you will understand. Many people will try and you knocking your head against the wall. You can't make them understand. But you'll be able to understand that what is the benefit of this, what company you must do, get, where you must go. Other people can't understand many things of deen. And also if you want them to understand, don't depend on your lectures and your explanation more. You let the eyes of their heart also open. And when their eyes of their hearts will open, they will also see. And then they won't now argue with you. They won't have, they won't fight with you. They will become your ardent supporters. And this is what parents also have to do with their children. Open the eyes of their hearts. And then we won't have to worry that after we leave, what will they do? They will become better and stronger than us also. So this is a ustad's responsible for his students, not to just give him knowledge, but to open the eyes of his heart also. And a sheikh also, his murids, not just that he puts them on to zikr, and outward islah is made, but the inside qualities also. One friend of us asked a good question, that the inside power that a person has to have, what is meant by this? And where does a person get the inside power? And that is what a'mal. One simple example, that you're the best cook in the world, and you prepare the best soup broth for winter, that is very tasty also, and who drink that soup, they don't get sick, cold, flu, etc. Nothing of that said that winter. And he's giving it out free of charge to the people. He'll get sawab, he's a Muslim, he's giving everyone free of charge. But he will only get the benefit when he drinks himself. If he doesn't drink it himself, so this is when we will be practicing, we are doing deen's work, giving bayans, everything. But until we don't practice, we won't get the benefit. And our words also will only be words, they'll be empty capsules. But if we are practicing, now they will be full capsules. Then people will be even keen to listen to your talks. because they are benefiting. They are also getting some profit in that. Otherwise, it is just one entertainment and a few customary words. MashaAllah, what a powerful bayan, etc. But more than that, nothing else. But when this will be the case, when you're giving that deen in them, and your capsule is filled, and you can fill it with 5 milligrams of medicine, 50, 500, 5000 milligrams, how much more stronger? So this is what is required. Our inside must be made. And I usually say that, for example, a jamaat is going out for gush. You're not the mutakallim, you're not the rehber, you're not the amir. You're just walking with the jamaat, you're making your zikr, but your inside is made. It will affect all those people, not only the people you're visiting, or not those people who make excuses and we don't want to come and meet the jamaat, even them it will affect. Even the non-Muslim houses, everyone it will affect. And if you haven't got anything inside, and you're the best mutakallim also, and you're giving very strong dawah, it will be just words. It won't be anything more. So this is what we have to develop, that inside qualities of ours. And that is why we are here. May Allah bless us with this reality and control the eyes, that close our eyes to haram. Allah will open the eyes to things we couldn't imagine, to things of the unseen, which we could not understand and where our mind couldn't reach. Our eyes will see it openly with the eyes. May Allah bless us to spend our Ramadan correctly and benefit fully, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.